Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm John Ramos. Welcome to VFN TV. We're excited. I'm on location in Alabama, and I'm at Project 714. That's right, 2 Chronicles 714. If you've been watching VFN TV, you know that we've been saying this is our only answer for God's people to turn their hearts back to God. We're excited about this event that we've been praying, and we want to cover it to bring it home to you so that you can see and be encouraged that God's people are arising. They're coming multi-denominational. They're coming cross-culturally and multi-generational for one purpose, and that is to seek the heart of God, to repent, to ask God for mercy, and to be united for the Lord. You don't want to miss it.
Of course, 2 Chronicles 7:14 talks about, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will come and heal their land. So primarily, 714 Project is about prayer, but the most exciting thing for me about the 714 Project is the coming together of the body of Christ, the unity that's found when we come. We're not about Baptist or Methodist or Pentecostal or non-denominational. We're just Christians coming together in one mind and one accord to pray and to worship and to be generous and give to a local ministry with our offering. And God is just blessing it, because he said he would in his word. Jesus's prayer in John 17 was all about unity, and I believe the key to evangelism in a community is about the body of Christ coming together, pulling down those walls and those strongholds, and just coming together as one and doing great things. God, Psalm 133 says that he commands the blessing on the unity. And it's like we don't even haven't ever tapped into that before, but we're beginning to see that happen in the Gulf Coast.
Just getting into the presence with God, just uniting with fellow believers, that's just so important to me. It's just uniting together and worshiping with one voice and one mind and one spirit. There's a lot of times I don't feel hopeful because I just see like so much sin and stuff, but nights like this where people just come together, like, I do feel hopeful because it makes me feel like I'm not alone and I'm not the only one that's crying out. I'm not the only one who wants revival, so it makes me feel hopeful.
The word of the Lord. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. Amen.
Well, we know that God is getting ready to do some awesome things this year, and they're going to happen quickly. And our goal is to be prepared for when God moves. We want to be ready to move with him. So this breakdown of race and denominations is very important, because we have to be able to act as a church when the storm comes, and it's coming. We will have to be ready for the souls that will be looking for God. And we'll be the ones, because we are the church, we're the ones that have the revelation that we'll be ready to save them and give them Christ.
I'm at the 714 Project because I love prayer. And I know prayer is what moves the kingdom. I was at prayer when I received the flyer, the 714 flyer, that said it was going to be held tonight. And we've been coming for the last maybe 4 years for the 714. We had one of the things and we put it in our yard. And I mean, it stayed there for years until it just finally just disintegrated. But we believe in the church coming together and repenting. See, we're so far from where God needs us to be. And so he's going to do some things this year to get us exactly where we need to be as a body. One of the things I've noticed in the body is that we don't really believe. We really don't have faith. And I know that Jesus said, when he returns, will he find faith? So he's going to shake us up a little bit so that we can get in a place of faith that we really believe God. And prayer is the place where we come to move the kingdom of God forward so he can come and do the things he needs to do in his body to shake us up, so that we'll be ready to reap the harvest that's getting ready to come in.
It is the worst of times. And as I was telling the congregation tonight, this isn't just for us to come and have a great time and have church. This is for us to become healthy as a body, because this world needs a healthy, united body of Christ. And so this is about getting healthy so that we can affect our circle of influence outside these four walls. We get healthy, things are going to start happening for his glory.
714 Project is a multi-denominational, multi-racial gathering of Christians to pray for revival. And we feel very strongly that it's going to start in Mobile, Alabama and spread through our own nation. And we're very excited about that. This was our seventh event. And God shows up every time.
Father, we ask you, just like William Booth did over 100 years ago, send the fire! Send the fire! Send the fire!
So you're looking at this 714 project. I'm so excited about Alabama and what's happening over there in Mobile,
mm-hmm.
and all the churches coming together. And we love our Alabama audience.
Yes,
over there. And
powerful.
We're thankful to those that are doing the 714 project. We encourage you to go to
714.714project.com, and we also have those related for you on the
yes.
torch. Get involved.
And imitate it. Imitate.
Yes.
Do this in your own communities, you know, across the nation. Begin to just take that, and you can actually find out more details about it at that. But we want to be able to close out in prayer right now, speaking of that. And we just want to humble ourselves and say, this is the answer. The answer is not more knowledge. The answer is not more this or that. It's definitely not political. Nothing's going to make sense outside of God. Father God, we just
yes,
come to
Lord.
You right now in the name of Jesus. And we just ask you, Lord, to forgive us, Lord, where we've gone astray, where we've sinned, Lord. Our audience right now that's listening to you, Lord, that we just lock our faith together and we just cry out for revival, God, that you would send revival to this nation, God, that you would comfort the families that lost loved ones in this radical jihadist Islamic efforts that have been going on in this world, that you would protect, Father God, the people and the borders, God, that you'd wake up our government to the oath and the Constitution, Lord, and the Declaration of Independence, God, and that you'd waken your church to your word,
yes,
Father God.
Lord.
And we ask you, Lord, right now, Father God, that you'd put angels around your people, Lord. You said you would protect those that are yours, Father God. Lord, I pray, Lord, for all those that are yours, Father God, that you would keep them safe. And those that don't know you, that they would know you, Lord God, that you would call them and draw them into yourself, and that today would be the day of the beginning of eternity with you, Father. We just pray these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.